Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. What's up, L'Oreal?
What's going on, Eva? You looking good over there.
Sis, you must be looking in the mirror, baby. That's you. I don't know what we call this color you wear, but baby, we're going to call her L'Oreal, honey.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
She is absolutely everything. And speaking of everything, big, big news from Blair Underwood, who not only got divorced only a year ago, but gets engaged to a friend of 41 years, less than a year after his divorce.
Trifling.
And, girl, but who is the trifling one? That's what we're going to have to talk about. But there's a tiny lie out there, too. What happened with that, Lo?
We'll find out what tiny lie made this viral woman get divorced after just 9 months, Eva.
Oh, my God. I mean, viral must be the topic, because there's also a viral clip that shows an overbearing mom saying that she would rather her son be alone.
That's a little weird. And I don't want nobody like him going in my DMs, but you can slide in my DMs. It goes down in those, and we are going to dive all into them as usual. And for our final question to undress, this happened.
Even if she decided to close the door right now, like Teddy Pendergrass, and just shut the door, turn the lights off, all of that, their relationship will never be the same again.
No, because now she got her young tender.
Oh, flag on the play. Foul.
Yep. It's going down.
Offsides.
Make sure to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, it is time for you to own your style, and that is all things holiday. Yes, it is the holiday season, and if your to-do list includes baking some gingerbread or decking out the halls for your holiday party, go ahead and check out Macy's and get it all done. It's super easy. Turn your home into a winter wonderland with very festive decor, classic collectibles, and retro lights. Plus, they've got everything you need to make the perfect cocktail for the next toast. That's right. Just go over to checkout Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Let's get into it and get undressed. What is going on, L'Oreal?
We're going to talk about my stepfather, Blair Underwood, because ever since I could remember, my mother has loved this man.
She got to share him with me, girl.
You taken. But, you know.
You do.
He's double taken. Okay, well, we're going to talk all about him, because last year, Blair Underwood actually got divorced. He was married for 27 years. I can't imagine getting divorced after 27 years of marriage.
No.
Well, he recently hit the red carpet, and you're not going to believe this. He had a new woman on his arm. Now, he revealed that he is already engaged. Like, imagine being married for 27 years, getting out of a relationship in less than a year, and being engaged already to a new woman by the name of Josie Hart. But guess what?
Who is Josie?
I'm about to tell you, she's been his home girl for the past 40 damn years. Now, his caption stated, "She had my back since before I even became an actor. When 41 years of friendship slaps you in the back of the head and blossoms into romance, you stand up, you pay attention, and you step forward in gratitude, gently forward. It begins." So social media, of course, went in on them, and many assumed that they were secretly dating the whole time during his 27-year-long marriage. Some simply don't believe you can have a platonic friend and nothing sexual has occurred. So this is one person. There was like, when he proposes to the B word that he told you not to worry about 27 plus years straight ago. They said this Blair Underwood story is making me crack up, because I know for a fact at least one or two of my exes were side-eyeing me marrying the girl's best friend I told them not to worry about. One of my exes actually commented finally under one of our pics on IG. So do you believe, and I love this because this is exactly why I'm single. Do you believe that men and women can have a platonic friendship after seeing something like this?
I think there is a possibility of friends existing that are not of the same sex, that are heterosexual, being platonic, but I don't believe in a... Friendships are different, right? So you can have a male friend, but it doesn't mean you talk to him every day, y'all kicking it all the time, he's in your stuff. I have male friends. My husband has female friends, but they don't come to the functions. They're not a part of our world. So platonic friends exist, and you can tell they're platonic because there is no funny money in the middle. People use the word platonic all the time, but it is a lie from the pit of hell. Y'all know good and well you are attracted to him. She is attracted to you. Y'all flirt, and y'all might not have had intercourse, or you might not have gone all the way, but it is not platonic. They lie and use that word because I think platonic friendships are doable. You and Mike are cool. You and Mike can be cool for the next 50. I'm not worried. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a beautiful woman who likes men. He's a beautiful man who likes beautiful women. I ain't worried about y'all because y'all my people. But because y'all have true platonic friend.
And I have respect for you. If it's his friend, I look at it totally different. Now, let me explain something to you. Why.
Break it down.
Now, the incident that I had was like, okay, where did this friend come from? Because I've known you for the amount of time that I've known you, and I never heard about this friend. Now this friend is all special, and oh, this is my real friend, and she needs to be doing XYZ because this is my real friend. And I'm like, well, wait a minute now. I never heard about this girl. I never heard you mention her name. I've heard you mention plenty of people's name before. And if this is such a close friend that you feel like she's able to do that, then I should know her name. And the fact that I don't, which is fine, I should be comfortable with it. And if I'm not, if I'm dating somebody and I'm not
really comfortable,
you got to make a change, introduce, figure something out.
Okay, but what if you do know her? Because this is what it sounds like. In a 41-year relationship, my friend Pooch Hall, who y'all all know him from the game, him and his beautiful wife, Linda, are just celebrated 25 years of marriage yesterday.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Right? Poochie been my friend since forever. Linda, that's my girl. I cannot see how you guys could be friends for that many years in a friend circle, and in 1 year of the relationship not working out right, needing a separation, even talks of divorce, you finding comforting him in that fashion.
Y'all wasn't
that's weird.
Friends. Y'all never
that's
wasn't
weird.
Friends, and that's what the issue is. Like, let me tell you something. I got homeboys that have been my friends since middle school, elementary, middle school, all of that, right? I would never even fathom to even look at them in that space. Do I think some of them look at me like that? Absolutely. So when I look at that, it always puts me in a mind frame of somebody is doing something somewhere or has some thoughts that they're not supposed to be having. I'm not comfortable with that. I'm sorry. Like, I don't want my dude having no woman stay at his crib because they friends from the...
So are you more comfortable with your ex-husband, father of your children, 27 years, moving on with someone he just met within a year and getting engaged, or does it hurt harder that it is someone that's been in y'all's circle for 41 years?
It hurts way harder that this is a woman that's been to my house, that's been, probably been to my wedding. She's been your friend also. So you should have went to marry her.
Who's coming to the wedding? Because how does this now work? Because it sounds like y'all got the same friend group.
It's so giving.
That's what it's giving. So
after
who's coming?
27 years, you better have the same friend group.
You got to.
You don't have no choice. Like, yeah. And then why would you not want to? It's like whenever I like get around like my dude or like whatever, I get around his people, we get cool regardless. Like, or whatever guy I'm dating, I end up getting cool with them. Yeah, like, I mean, eventually after 27 years, y'all got something in common and something happened. Y'all got a memory somewhere. Like, there's no way. So the fact that I laughed with you before, I would be in jail. And even if I didn't care about him no more, it would still bother me that you thought.
There is no way you don't care about the man you was with for 27 years and got kids with and was full married.
You don't care enough to get divorced from each other.
But the divorce might be something, in a relationship, sometimes things happen. You know what I mean? Sometimes things happen. There's a lot of speculation about the divorce behind Kanye and Kim and him losing the money and what that was going to look like. You never know why. And, you know, people got their own reasons. Yeah, but
Eva, a lot of people just want what you have. You know what I mean? And this woman is grimy as hell. I don't care what Blair Underwood is talking about. She's conniving, or he is. One of them is not right. And I don't care about no 41
years. Why can't, why is just one? Why is not both? It's the pair. It's both of them.
Because, nah, because somebody, unless they both was creeping on the low, somebody had feelings and was, like, somebody was being weird. Like, why you have feelings for somebody you went to their wedding?
So I feel like they've been playing for a minute. And I think this that their play is what helped them get to this divorce. And
you
listen,
You played in my face, though. You messed up my family. This is what I'm saying. I can't do this with nobody. Like, this is making my head hurt like it's happening to me. Like, I can't do that with nobody. Like, people are so grimy. I don't understand how you can do this to somebody.
It's so bad. And I have a lot of friends that are going through divorce right now, way more than I would like. Some that are finalized, some that are in the middle of it, some still trying to figure it out. And this is just, it's really icky. And I think it makes it really hard to move forward when you already put your heart and soul into something that didn't work out. And then your friends too.
Right. But Eva, was there ever somebody that you had to tell Mike, like, this one gotta go?
Oh, as far as his friends?
Yeah.
You know what?
Did he ever do that to you? Like,
no, Mike's friends have always been, his friends are all super respectful. I had a homegirl that I came up with that I cut off because of Mike, because she just was on some funny mush. She was on some hater stuff. She wanted my little world and kept downplaying Mike and making it seem like it was, you know, he's everything to me. He's my sun. He's my moon. He's my everything. And he don't need to be nothing to you, because that's the whole point. He mine. But she just felt a whole issue with him. And so because you have an issue with him, then you have an issue with me. And so now we're no longer friends.
It's
very that simple. But Mike's homeboys know. I got that face when you walk in here that look like I'm not.
Don't need to try me. Don't play with me. Don't think it's time to play. None of that.
Mike downstairs. That's Mike downstairs. I don't play none of them reindeer games. But this is... Oh my God. Okay, let's go ahead and move on.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Speaking of divorce, two Gambian women filed for quick divorces over what she calls a tiny lie. So a daughter of a Nollywood star, Mr. Ibu, I believe is how you pronounce his name, and apologies if it is incorrect. He's a TikToker, Jasmine from Gambia, met a Black American man on TikTok. And the two of them hit it off really quickly, right? So they chatted for about 2 months. The man came to Africa to visit her. It was so cute. So then after 4 days there, he then popped down on one knee, girl, and proposed.
Okay.
And 24 hours later, the couple were engaged. Now they documented their journey on TikTok. They announced that she was pregnant with twins, and everything was beautiful. It's like a fairy tale Disney love story. Happy
it's all good in the beginning,
after.
Girl.
Until it wasn't, girl. So then she found out that he had previously been married and that he has 3 adult children.
Yeah, why
so
not?
So she posted this caption on social media saying, "Finding out today from your mom really broke me. A foundation built on a tiny lie won't stand. I love how you loved me, but hate how you never mentioned your divorce nor your kids to me. So I am moving on. I do not think I wanted anyone else. Just gotta love you from a distance." Now, the question is, L'Oreal, seriously, do you think that she should have left him? And do you think that she let him go too quickly? Do you think it should have been a conversation? Was he at fault? Like, how did we get here?
Why would you even lie? Because you're not even with the person anymore. It's a divorce. How can you hide kids? I'm not going to lie. I couldn't deal with this. One thing I can't stand is a liar. And then it's like, okay, if it was one thing, but you got a whole crap load of things that you want me to accept from you with your lying ass. And that's just something that I wouldn't never be able to trust him. Like, you could have told the truth is what the problem is.
Yes.
And it's not like anything that is definite deal breakers, but you didn't. I mean, you're divorced. I could see if you were with her still, and this is something you were hiding.
Or the kids were, they're not even kids. They grown. It's not like they could have kids.
Why would you lie about your children? That just showed me that you would lie about my kids. And I mean, well, now she has kids with him, right?
Well, my mama always said you catch a lie, you found a thief.
That's all right. That's all right.
So you now pregnant with his seed. So I don't think, just to me, because when I took my vows, when I said for better or for worse, this is a for worser. This is one of those fall under the for worser side.
This is definitely bad. This is worse.
But my question is do you throw everything away because of this? Or do you now restructure the way in which you're going to move forward in this marriage?
Who threw everything away? Him or me?
She said, you got to go.
Yeah, he threw everything away when he lied. You know what I mean? Like when he got the lion, I don't know. Me personally, I couldn't trust nobody like this. That wouldn't be somebody that I can see spending my
But this your deal breaker. With. This is a no-go.
To lie about wife and kids? Yes.
But see, no, not just to lie about wife and kids. You got to consider the fact that they are currently now married and have a baby on the way. So it's not just... they're not in a courting phase anymore. Like there's certain things in my relationship that if I wasn't married and prior to would still be conversation pieces. Now is we're going to have to figure this out. You know
now,
what I'm saying?
It's like I'm thinking it's even worse because now let me tell you what makes this so bad is that it's like you said, this is a divorced man and older children. So now that's not even something you should have to lie about because it's not even a real factor. So now you're lying for no reason. So now I really can't. Now I can see at least if it was something that you were scared.
No, I'm going to tell you why, though, too, because I watch a lot of African shows. I like a lot of my African shows.
Oh, yeah, they're not playing that.
And they don't play divorce a lot. They don't play divorce a lot, and they don't play prior kids when it comes marrying into the family.
Right.
So since she's African, I can see how he might have thought that he would not have had a shot or a chance if she knew the truth. So maybe I'm a slide in. I love on her. I do love her and I want to be with her. But if she knew this, she wouldn't want to be with me. So I'm not going to tell her until she have to find out.
Nope. But now you got all of that. The kids outside of whatever, you got the ex with the divorce and you finna get divorced too. So now all those things that your culture is not standing for, you'd got it all with one guy. All like it had no clue.
I'm telling people think that lying saves the feelings of people and it might in the moment, but the truth is it's always going to reveal itself and it's going to be worse when they find out versus that little bit of ache if you would have just initially told them. Truth always wins, even if it's hard to say the things that need to be said. Be grown enough to have them conversations. I'm sorry, because you don't want to end up pregnant and married with a man that had a whole ex-wife and kids found out today.
And if he's hiding that, what if he has another new wife somewhere and you don't know about her? Like, this is just what you found out about.
A man that'll hide his kids...
that's what I'm saying. It's a low down dirty shame. I would never trust a man that would hide that don't claim or hide his or take care of his kids. That's the
and to your point,
to me.
When they grown kids, what is of no consequence now? So what are we even talking about?
They could babysit. What the hell?
Oh, I can't. But speaking of these moms, it's some crazy moms out here.
That's right. There's an overbearing mom, and it's a little crazy. It's a clip from a TV show, and it has gone viral. And it's where children confront their moms about having boundaries with their romantic relationships. Because, you know, there's some mama boys out there and some parents that get too involved that it literally they're like the third person in the relationship.
Yes.
It's crazy. Now, one man with his girl, they sat down with his mother to speak about her being overbearing. Check this one out.
Okay. When I was born, what did you want for me?
The best in everything.
I feel like I'm at a point where I'm at my best.
Yes.
And I'm doing my best. And Falasha's helping me become that. And she's giving me the potential and the support to be the best that I can be. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you don't see that.
You always say you want the best. So when you say that, that means that I'm not the best for Chris.
The best I want for him is him alone. It's not you included.
Your son chose me. Mm-hmm. You know, we chose each other. This blessing is not going to make or break me.
Babe, let me talk to
my
mom.
I'm going to go because, like I said, this is not about me.
She like, I want the blessing for my son. Ain't nobody said nothing about you, Keisha. This is only the blessing needs to only fall upon my precious Chris. Okay. Well, either way, the mom goes on to say she's not ready to let his grown ass go. And then the comments were on fire with many women telling the other woman to run and that the mom will never let go. Now, Eva, have you ever dated someone with an overbearing mother?
No, but I pity everybody who got to deal with my brothers because that's my mama. I have three brothers in that. No. My mom is the best mom. But my mother-in-law is everything. Thank God. She is so sweet. She is so supportive. And this has given me the mom never got married and the mom does not have a man of her own. And
that's how it because be.
Because if she did, even if he passed away and she's living life now by herself, she knows what it is to journey life with someone. And life is for the living. God made man to be with woman and woman to be with man. We supposed to be with each other. Yeah. So the idea that the mom wants to isolate her son so that he can never find true happiness so she can have a level of fulfillment because, I mean, I think it's super, super, super whack and super toxic. And you are lucky, ma'am, that your son is the kind of young man that he is because parents that teach their children in that way usually are like womanizers or misogynistic or you know what I'm saying? Because the mom always picks up the pieces, but this man is telling you he loves her. She has made him a better man. He feels like he's at the top of his game with her. I don't even understand the mama problem.
I'm sorry, but like some of these moms are the reason why there's so much trauma out here in a lot of relationships. And it's very sad because, like you said, it'll either be like the mom was the side chick. So she's like conditioning her son to believe certain things because she's never been loved properly. And now he can't be loved properly because, like you said, she never found that fulfillment.
And so you're going to trust your mom.
Yeah, and she's using him as the love, as that fulfillment. And it's so damn sad because then you allow him to treat women in this manner and you actually even encourage
promote it
in a way. You promote it, you encourage it because when he does something, instead of you being like, no, you were wrong, you'll be like, don't worry about it. Mommy's here. Your mom is here. I'm always going to be here for you. And sometimes it's like, let that man fall. Let them two figure it out. And sometimes you have to because that's how y'all could pick each other up.
What happened when mommy not here though?
Or that too, but like she's here now, right? I had a boyfriend who hit like literally his mother and I didn't have any issues. She just was always in anything that he had going on. And to be honest, it drove me away because we wouldn't have an issue and then she would make him have an issue with me. Like it'll be something like, all right, say say it's a birthday, right?
Okay.
And me and him got plans to do something on our own, but then he want to do something with his boys. So I don't want to intrude. I'll let you go be with your boys. So instead of it being what we planned, she's like, well, why is she not here with you and your friends on your birthday? And I'm like, well, I was letting you go hang out with your boys and not trying to crowd your space. We were doing something separate.
Now, Mom, why are you in it?
Why would she tell him that though, right? And then so it started a problem. And when I tell you that problem grew into other problems, because he's like, she's right. Why weren't you there? And I'm like, what? We talked about this. I thought that was a time with your friend. You know what I mean? But sometimes it's when obviously I'm not gonna win over the mom. So if she's telling you something, and I'm not even trying to, but if she's telling you something that goes against or makes me look like a bad person, of course you're gonna listen to her, even though we had a whole conversation. So I thought that was whack. It was so whack of her.
The wife, the soon to be wife, because he is gonna marry her. The soon to be wife, I think so.
He might not want to marry him.
The soon-to-be wife is going to set her lines and her boundaries. She's not going to disrespect that mama, but by the same token, she's going to run her house a certain way. And that man who has presented himself in the way he has to her is who she's expecting to show up. So the mama can be as crazy as she want to be in that cut, and it's going to decide what his relationship with her is going to end up being in the future, which is going to be very funny money.
But you heard him. I didn't like what he said to her while they were talking. He was like, let me talk to mama. No, because she's affecting me, too.
What he was saying was, let me check her. Because what she... we just named her Keisha, but her name ain't necessarily Keisha.
Yeah, I know.
Keisha had said to mama was right, but you could tell anything else Keisha was going to say was going to get
It was going to go up.
And if it was going to come out of somebody's mouth, let it come out of my mouth because that's my mama.
Yeah, but like, you also
like I'd have to check my mom for my husband.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I agree, but we're equals and we're about to get married or we're in a situation and you're hurting my girl. And what you're doing is you're affecting our relationship. So I get that, but she also let her speak her piece too, because
she did though. She spoke as much peace as she could speak before being disrespectful though.
She seemed very upset. But look at the mother is nasty to even say that.
It was understandable. And she still held her cool, though. You could tell she still kept all of that together because she loves that man. But
I hope I don't treat my son like that. I don't want to be no bitter, whack-ass mother. Like, I want to be one that, like, and I know that there's some trifling girls out here in the world. But he done sat there and said, she's elevated me and made me better. If these guys don't admit stuff like that nowadays, for him to even be that kind of a man, you should be proud of yourself instead of trying to push him away from your relationship.
Listen, I'm a very overbearing sister. I have three brothers. When I tell you I didn't play with none of their wives, and I still don't play with their wives because those are my brothers at the end of the day.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
But by the same token, my brothers deserve to be loved in a way that I'm their little sister. I can't, what I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got your back. If something happened, I'm first to pull up. I'm gonna always pray for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna always have you in best intentions, but I gotta let you go and fall in love. And I have to find a way to develop a friendship or some kind of something that allows this to be cool for you. Because you're the nucleus. You are who I love, and that's your mama, right?
I'm sorry, but the mother gangster, though. She said, no, I said I want for my son to be good alone, not with you. I didn't say I wanted you to be good.
No, the mom is so reckless, though. Because
she was down for that, but that is kind of funny still.
Yeah, the mom is single. As hate.
Yeah, but because it's not me, it's funny. But when, like, because we talked about this. Even I had a situation, I was first talking to this guy, and we were doing good. And then the mother was like, well, you need to be careful because da 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 da. And it's like, it changed how he moved. And I'm like, first of all, we don't have any problems. I'm not showing you anything that whatever. So for you to do that is crazy to me. And it's like, you have to respect the fact that it's his mother, but you can also respect the fact that she's still a woman at the end of the day and was probably one of them little hood rats I would beat up.
You can't call them Bobby Mama a hood, right? You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now, L'Oreal, who up in your DM?
Okay. So there was a lady that reached out to me, actually, and she said, I listened to the podcast episodes where the women who are in their 50s having a hard time dating. I so agree. I'm 54 years old and was the it girl who partied and dated men who were younger than me, and I had the best time in my life. Now I have medical issues and I can't do what I've been doing for years. I still look good, but I'm not sure what I'm looking for right now. I get so irritated with men who don't measure up to how I look at life and are too silly.
The biggest part was her confession of she don't even know what she's looking for. So how is she going to weed through the barrel of hay to find that diamond in the rough if she don't even know she's looking for?
She don't know what she want, right? She don't know she want to settle down. She don't know she want. I mean, at 54, if you're not sure that you want to settle, you probably don't want to settle down. I think it's the fact that she's having the medical issues.
Yes, that's it. Because I think the settling down or the sitting down of things, I think it's a mind state. I got my cousin who just turned 50 and mm-hmm. we did it at Vivica Fox. You know, that's my girl, Viv 58.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Viv will run longer and stronger than a 22-year-old girl. So it's that's all right. about your spirit. But I think the lady answered her own question. She don't know what she wants.
So it's like you got to kind of sit down and even figure out what you want before you go out there and do anything. Because right now, all your, it seems like you, like you, she said, I just been partying and dating men, like just uh-huh. doing whatever, like going with the flow. You know what I mean? Having fun cool. for real, which is fine because not everybody wants a relationship. But when it comes to the medical and that CEC, now this is like, I feel like I'm talking to a guy. It's all Ooh. Fun and games until you get to that point in your life where you have to sit down and you're sitting alone because you
decided. Yeah, you remember that episode we did about yes. the guy who was a playboy and all he did was run around and now he's older and he's sick and he don't have nobody.
And that's how it be because you're so busy pushing people away, pushing people away, pushing people away, not giving a damn about anybody else's feelings, just thinking about the moment and having fun. And now when it's time to need somebody to actually care about you, they're not there. Because
she need one of two things. I got her that? Remedy for your DM. She need either Otis. She needs to be Otis. He needs to be a deacon at the church. He organizes the parking for the front row, and he's over the usher board. She needs like one of those.
You're funny.
But he still wear his sharp little shoes, and he's still dressed real nice. And you know, okay. he's a handsome one at the church. Or she needs a younger guy.
But she says she went with the younger ones.
She needs a younger guy, but some younger men, like my husband was, when they're like older in their brain, not a lot, right, but a few right. of them, a younger man that's more mature, that is focused on his career and focused on what he wants to do so that he is not in the streets running around. She don't need nobody she used to date.
Yeah.
Nobody she was partying with, none of that kind of stuff. She needs somebody that's like young, professional, focused and
something
trying to get
real,
his
though.
Thing.
Something
or some
real.
Somebody, or Otis.
Or she somebody, don't... go back to somebody from the past. Like sometimes I'll be seeing a lot of like older people. They be like, yeah, I actually linked up with somebody from middle school that I used to know and whatever.
And they become Blair Underwood.
Exactly. And then you're happier than you ever been. But look, I have another DM and this one kind of bothered me. And this is like his second time hitting me. And I think he deleted the message and then rewrote it. So what? I was at this event a couple months ago and we were sitting with, I don't want to give too much. So I was sitting with particular people that I knew, but there were like a few people at the table that I didn't know, you know, you was like put mm-hmm. at the table. So, mm-hmm. It was an auction or whatever. So we did all that and, you know, everybody went home and was fine. So then I get this DM and it was like, hey, you know, we were sitting at the same table at the event. Mind you, the table is a decent size, but not big enough that we all couldn't have said two words to each other. So okay. He's just like, yeah, seen you at the event the other day. And hold on, let me, because my phone locked. Of
I
course,
think I know what it part. Did was that girl, but I tell you, you look like a snack. You had on that black.
Yes.
Baby, you look like, baby, that was a Cosmo spray. You look so good.
He said, I seen you at the event a month ago. We were at the same table. You look even better in person. And then put the fire emoji. Sir.
Okay.
I was by myself for the most part. I was with my homegirls. I wasn't with no guy. We was all sitting at the table. Everybody talked. You didn't say three words to me at the table. I remember you. I seen you. Why do they do that? Like, this has happened to me. It happened to me the other day. There was a guy sitting next to me at the bar at Rocksteady and waited till I left and then DM'd me and was like, I seen you sitting over there at the bar. Like, it's old. Like, to me, shoot your shot right there because
it's
I'm going to think that you're a punk.
You are the boldest thing in the alphabet, baby. You are a different kind of beast, and it takes a level of courage to come up to you. I am not mad at that man scoping you out. First of all, you are a big name and you were in a room with a whole lot of other people Everyone has a name in
the
that space.
The whole table was conversing.
That's fine, but that's not the place to shoot your shot.
No, and but at least a lot speak. Of that, I would have tried to say two words.
But maybe watching you speak in the way in which you carried yourself at the event is what attracted him to you. That it could have been girl. The way you moved look about the one. Event. I'm just saying, I'm the man. It might have been the way you moved around the event that made him like, not only is she pretty, not only does she have a dope job, she moving around here. She knows these people. I like how, like she, you might have been watching your get down. I'm just saying it's not a bad thing.
I don't know.
It's not a bad thing.
Something about, cause I saw even a meme about that where somebody was like, don't wait until after that we out somewhere to hit me to say, you seen me. Like it don't make sense to me to DM.
It
me
do
to
make
say,
sense. Sometimes people will be needing a minute.
But the DMs don't even come directly to me. Right. The only reason how I see the DMs, cause think about it. You got four different DMs. I would only see it if I do this show. Right. Because did you know that you have a bunch of different DMs?
No.
Okay. I don't know if it's just when, like for us, when you're verified, but like, okay, so you have primary, then you have general, then you have request, right?
Hold on, let me find it.
Then when you go down to request, it says hidden request. So scroll all the way to the bottom.
Spam protection.
It's four different pages of DMs. You see it?
Yeah.
Those are whole different DMs, the hidden ones. So those are where I find my most creepy DMs for y'all. That's where I find, I see some verified checks in there, girl. Close that back.
Oh my God. Why are these people in my DMs?
I'm trying to tell you.
It's people's husbands.
It's always. That's where I'm telling you.
It is people's whole husbands.
The creepiest of creeps. That's where it pops up at. And I don't even know how Instagram know they the creepy ones. But some way, somehow, they hide these messages from you.
I did not know that all of these people was in my DMs. we need to go eat. If I showed you my DM right now, L'Oreal.
So look, now I don't have DMs anymore. Now we can do eat.
You ain't messing up. I'm turning it, Blair Underwood. I like my home. No, sir. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I can't believe these people are in here.
I told you, girl. That's the one. It's always somebody's husband, girl. Because trust me, somebody husband's then slid up in those DMs as well. That's where you find the creepity creeps, okay? And so either way, we just going to end it there. Don't slide in my DM. Talk to me when you see me. I'm a nice person, right, Eva? I just look mean.
You don't look when you look pretty. You meaner than you look, though.
I'm nice.
You're not mean. What you would appreciate about L'Oreal, which is what I love about her, is her honesty. She honest. She ain't no fluff around her. Don't get none of this twisted. It's what it is. She gave it to you straight ahead, no chaser. And for that, you got to appreciate. And it helps weed out a whole lot of the funny money people, too, by the way. Okay. Now, that was L'Oreal's DMs, and there are a lot of people in her DMs, but for some reason, if you don't have her Instagram and you need to slide in there, L'Oreal, please tell them how to do so.
All you got to do is go to Starring L'Oreal, L-O-R-E-L, on Instagram, and I'm definitely going to end up putting you on blast some way, somehow. Please don't be
nobody's
name.
Not on blast.
Husband. No, because I don't say nobody's name. I would never go that far unless you ask me to say your name. I don't say name. No. I only tell Eva.
I'm not going
to
say the names I'm going to show you today.
Wow! I can't wait! Damn! This is crazy!
Okay, now, I do have a final question to address. Now, this final question comes from a young lady by the name of Amira, and she says that my husband and I, for 10 years, have been together for 10 years, and we've decided to try being in an open marriage with boundaries. So it was my husband's idea at first. When he was, I guess, seemingly bored with me, I caved in and I decided that we could try it out. Meanwhile, I am meeting a great man and my husband, not so much. He hasn't met anyone. Now he wants to stop our arrangement. He wants to stop the agreement. Now I am truly enjoying myself in this new little lifestyle that I have found.
That's right. I like this.
Oh,
I like
this. Good one, L'Oreal. Take the floor.
Nah, good for him. This is our new life now. This is something that you wanted. You convinced me to do it. So open we shall be. Open for me. Now, apparently you're not doing so well. Not my problem. Why don't you talk to your new side chick? Because, oh, you don't have one. Sorry.
and you can. But see, the thing is, a lot of these men are disillusioned. That whole idea that the grass is greener on the other side, and they see the little homeboys and this idea, multiple relationships, and you see, you know, Nick Cannon out here living his best life, and you're like, ooh, I want to get into some of that. So you propose it to your wife. Your wife didn't want to do it, finally caved in. She out here in the streets like a whole snack. The men is calling, the men are wanting, the men are asking, and don't nobody want you, sir. Except for the one woman who was married to you. So now what?
She was giving you everything, and she even gave you this, and you failed at that. You're a failure.
Do you think that she should agree to close the relationship since he can't find no girl? Or should she keep that thing wide open like the church on Sunday morning?
Whenever she's ready to no longer be in an open relationship, that's when she can close it. But until then, we will be open, sir. And this is what you wanted. You convinced me into it, and now I like it. She said I like it. She said this.
It sounds like she got a boyfriend.
She do got a boyfriend. And this was something she wasn't even considering doing.
And it's all, like, at all. It was like, and I don't like it. And I'm married, and he know I'm married.
He did it to himself. I don't feel bad for him. And I don't think she should consider it unless she wants to. I do feel like, though, he will start to get very bitter. I feel like he will start to get nasty towards her. And the relationship will start to crumble because he's going to be jealous. And
I don't think the relationship is ever going to be the same. Even if she decided to close the door right now, like Teddy Pendergrass, and just shut the door, turn the lights off, all of that, their relationship will never be the same again.
No, because now she got her young tender.
And the gag is that she most likely didn't even think she wanted nothing else and was fine with what she was delivering anyway,
she
sir.
Didn't want but nothing else.
You the one took her to the grocery store and to the ice cream spot and showed her the 31 flavors. That's what you did.
And she liked chocolate better than she liked your mint.
your mint
julep. Your cherry jubilee. Nobody
oh my goodness.
Rum raisin, sir.
Okay, this is a great example of men. Do not let these Drake songs fool you. My girlfriend got a girlfriend. And all of these little funny things that these men that are rappers and entertainers are trying to make you think this is how it works, because it doesn't. Okay,
I mean, for some people it does.
But if you got you a good thing and it's working and y'all love on each other, forget how the tide is changing in the rest of the world. My husband and I always talk about that. I don't care what the world is doing.
He gonna be a real single
exactly.
friend.
So that was our final question to undress. I didn't make it up. L'Oreal's didn't make it up. They slid in our DM. Now, if you want us to undress your question, be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast and DM us for your chance to be featured. Boom. Is that easy?
That's right. You're listening to The Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room, and we are going to get up out of here. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, listen to all our old episodes because they're all the shh. And tell a friend to tell a friend. And Eva.
Yes.
Can we pick these clothes up? And then, hold on.
Girl.
We got to get up out of here.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Follow at The Undressing Room Podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. Edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed. Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadija Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast.
See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.